Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Green Comedy Podcast. It is April 23rd, 2024. That would make this episode 146 of the podcast, a podcast by a dreamer for you dreamers out there, stand-up comedian and actor, improviser, and podcaster, Paul Green, documenting my journey as a performer. So, yesterday, a lot of really cool things happened, and I need to remind myself of that because I've also been in sort of a general malaise of discouragement lately. And, you know, it sounds so cliche, but the adage is true that whatever it is that you are looking for, you will find. And if you are looking for reasons to be discouraged or to prove to yourself that things aren't going well, that is what you will find and that is what you will see. And if you are looking for excuses or reasons why things are going well, and that's what you really look for, you will find those. Because even in the midst of my discouragement, some really cool things are in motion. The first thing is, I have been in conversations with the owner of JP's Comedy Club, Mr. Jim Perry himself, who I know is a regular listener, so he is probably hearing this. And we are talking about producing a show there. And I have been in conversation with another buddy of mine who has wanted to work with me for a while and is more on the business promotion marketing side, and he's super excited to be involved with this show. And a third person I have talked to is wanting to work with me in a different capacity as well, which is really awesome. His name is Josh Novy. He's an incredibly talented and funny stand-up comedian. I have had him on the podcast before, and he and I have started our own podcast called Let's Have a Midlife Crisis, which you can actually go view that over on Josh's YouTube channel, Josh Novy, N-O-V-E-Y. So, I'm sitting here feeling sorry for myself, struggling to really figure out how to write new material, and looking at starting over in terms of the writing side of my comedic performance and getting sort of in my feelings like Ken. I'm just Ken. That might be an obscure reference. That's Ken from the Barbie movie. And one of the lyrics is, when I'm in my feelings. So, you know, I've been a little bit in my feelings lately and a little discouraged. But then I'm looking around and it's like I have these incredible people in my life who want to support and want to be involved and want to give me opportunities and have felt something in regards to how I've showed up in their lives that feel that I'm somebody who they want to invest time and energy and resources and to offer favors and opportunities. And I want to make sure that I don't ever take that for granted, because I have been around long enough to know that anybody who is willing to give any ounce of their time or resources to your benefit is a very rare and precious thing. And I have multiple people now who are coming into my life who are incredibly gifted, talented, compassionate, good-hearted, good-natured people. My buddy Jim, my buddy Lauren, my buddy Josh, all just men who I would trust, you know, I would trust with my ATM card and my PIN number. You know, they've just shown themselves to be just incredibly good-hearted, good-natured, good-willed human beings, and treat me with a tremendous amount of love and respect, and I appreciate that. And there's now an opportunity for us to all potentially work together and to be able to help support each other in our own individual ambitions and career goals and dreams. And I think that's so important. I know that going for a dream can sometimes feel like a lonely island out there. And it is just really nice. It's just nice and something that I want to make sure that I'm always looking for those types of people in my life. And if you're wondering why I am not on camera, it's because I am currently in travel mode driving to Los Angeles. I'm going to be playing piano at the world famous Magic Castle all week. So I am very excited about that. And speaking of people who are supporting me, I had a long conversation with my comedian mentor, Andrew Norelli, who has really taken me under his wing. And he and I talk every few days. And he's just been so gracious to expound his wisdom. He is one of the most polished professional stand-up comedians I've ever met in my life. And he's one of those guys, when I hear him, I go, I don't know why this guy didn't get insanely famous. You know, whatever happened in that regard, that didn't happen for him. But in terms of his talent level and his volume of work, I know that he has 4 one-hour stand-up comedy albums. 4 hours. And I have heard every one of those comedy albums, and they are all so good and so funny and so polished. And yet he is taking time 2-3 times out of his week to give me a phone call, to catch up with me, to talk me through my struggles, and to encourage me. And he gave me one of the most profoundly flattering compliments, because I was expressing some of my discouragement and, you know, kind of my frustration that I just don't feel like I'm that funny, like I'm not getting it. And he just said, Paul, he's like, you just drip funny or something, or you ooze funny, like some sort of imagery like that. He's like, you just have funny everywhere. And he said, I wish I had what you have. He goes, if I had what you have, I would be unstoppable. So now he's made it his, you know, because I look at him, I'm going, well, if I had what you had, you know what I mean? If I had his writing ability and, you know, 4 hours of impeccable materials, like I don't have anywhere close to that, especially after what I've learned about writing material, thanks to him, I'm going, I don't have one thing. It's like I'm literally starting over. Like I did 5 shows this weekend. I did maybe 2 minutes of actual material through those 5 shows, and with mixed results. Sometimes it went okay, sometimes it didn't. So like, I'm sitting here going, I'm just looking at this gigantic blank slate of, you know, I've got a lot of comedy shows coming up that I'm like booked on to either feature or to headline. I have a headlining set in July. That's going to be filmed with Clean Comedy USA, and I don't have a effing clue what the hell I am going to say in that comedy show. And the booker of it was all excited to have me. He saw me, you know, I may just have to do the old routine I was doing, although I really don't want to. But that's just where I'm at. I'm in this very interesting crossroads to where I really want to commit myself to the rewriting of my entire act. And as I was talking to Andrew about that tonight while I was driving to Los Angeles, he gave me some interesting advice, which was very helpful. And I was expressing, I think, sort of a common probably issue that a lot of writers have, which is, yeah, I have writer's block. You know, it's really hard for me just to like really sit down and figure out what the heck to write. And he just said, Paul, writer's block is not a thing. He goes, you just have to write. He said, you should be writing 5 bits. Initially, he said 3, but now he said 5. He was like, and if you can't do 5, then do 2. He's like, if you write 2 bits every day, then that means once a week, you may have 1 new bit that might be worth developing. And I just said, yeah, but how do I do that? And he's like, Paul, you're overthinking it. He's like, don't try to write funny. Just write as many true opinions that you can possibly think of. He's like, that's all you have to do. Just write a true opinion and then write an act out about it. Just write a true opinion, put it in the format. Those who've been watching the podcast know I've spelled out this sort of format that he is encouraging me to write in. And he's just like, because it's not about trying to write the one perfect bit and have it, you know, take you to the next level. He's like, it's about sitting down and just writing as many bits as you possibly can. And he goes, and if you just write 5 honest opinions and then write an act out about it, put them in the Google Doc, then at the end of the week, we should have, you know, 30, 35 potential bits. And he goes, and this is where I'm going to help you, Paul. He's like, leave it to me. Leave it to me to start looking through all of these. And then I'll go, you know, you should look at these couple. And, you know, of these 35, maybe there's 3 or 4 that have potential. So it's far less about a quality writing exercise, and it's really pure quantity. And as much as that may seem to be counterintuitive, it made me think of this study, and I don't remember how or why I heard about this study. So somebody may need to fact check me and pull the actual article or study about it. But the idea was, there was this photography teacher, and he split his class in two. And to one side of the class, he said, your only assignment for this semester is to bring me 1 photo that's the absolute best photo that you can possibly take. To the other side of the classroom, he said, your job this semester is to bring me as many photos as possible. So again, he splits the class is now split into, one class has a quality measurement, the other one has a quantity measurement. And I don't know how he measured this, but the idea was, at the end of the semester, all of the students who had come in with 1 photo, you know, did pretty well. But the students whose only objective was to take as many photos as possible also produced by far the best photos. And of course, the moral and the lesson there is, the students who were purely concerned about quantity experimented so much more, and they learned so much more because they were just constantly snapping pictures. And what I am learning is, I need to change my focus and quit having my focus be, oh, I have this idea, I've got to write the perfect bit, and I've got to pore over every nuance of it and every syllable. And it's like, yeah, maybe I'll get to that part down the road. But for now, my only job is quantity. Just think of as many possible comedy bits, jokes, situations, opinions as I possibly can write down in a day, and do that every single day. And then through that quantity, then the quality will naturally emerge. And I have not been approaching my writing with that mindset. And so that was a very valuable lesson to be reminded of talking to Andrew, who again is somebody, if I want to look at what's going right, is somebody who I am just so grateful is taking an interest in my life and giving graciously of his resources and his time and his wisdom, and that he sees something in me that I struggle to see in myself. And so it's been a humbling day, and humbling day yesterday. And of course, in terms of people giving to my life, my mom also made me dinner last night. And how freaking cool to have a mom who still wants to cook for me and does so graciously. And she made one of the most delicious homemade macaroni and cheese dishes I've ever had in my life. So as much as I get discouraged, as woeist me as I can get sometimes, I am surrounded by people who are so incredibly gracious and giving and loving and supportive and are willing to help me in whatever way makes sense to them and whatever way they can. And I'm looking to reciprocate that as best as I can. And so there is plenty to be grateful for, plenty to look forward to. And we'll see what my comedy starts to turn into once I really start just anchoring down on the writing side of things more and more and more. So that is the update here as I am en route to LA. I stopped off at Blythe and we'll be staying the night here, and I will go the rest of the way, but then I will be in LA, and then every night this week I'll be at the Magic Castle, which I am so excited and so looking forward to. So I will keep you updated on the Paul Green Comedy Podcast in Los Angeles. I may see if I can shake free a guest or two to hop on the podcast. Last time I was in LA, we got to talk to my buddy Bill Cott, who is an incredible actor and comedian and improviser, and had a great conversation with him. So we will see who else I can potentially have a discussion with if that works out. If not, obviously I will always be checking in with you on the daily. All right, everybody. So that is the update for April 23rd, 2024. Episode 146 of the Paul Green Comedy Podcast. I love you all so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow.